Thanks for downloading BMI Podcast number 18, the Midwest Music Edition. The BMI Podcast is the place to discover new music before anyone else.
See it here first.
This time around, we've got songs from Ludo. The Nice Device. Tally Hall. And Ivory.
I should have stayed back there with you on the coast of Maine. I should have stayed back there with you.
I'll also tell you how your vote for your favorite artist in this podcast will help them win an incredible CD duplication package from Disc Makers. Now, in case you didn't know, BMI protects the copyrighted music of over 300,000 songwriters, composers, and publishers all around the world. Plus, BMI pays songwriters royalties when their songs are played on the radio, used in TV shows, in movies, on the internet, as ringtones, and even in podcasts like this one. BMI also assists members with career and creative development by holding workshops and music showcases throughout the country. For more information on BMI, just go to BMI.com or check us out at myspace.com/BMI.
The music starts now.
We'll start things off with Ludo. With two CDs under their belt, video exposure on Fuse TV, fans and critical acclaim increasing across the country, and a third CD for a major label in the works, Ludo is ready, willing, and quite able to have a breakout year. Check this out. Here's Hum Along from Ludo.
You'll never hear this song. You'll never see the movie in my head. But you infest my sleep, and your figure creeps through my walls and hums above my bed. I know your name, and that you're photogenic and tall, but I've never heard you talk, and there's something about you that stabs me right through. Is it right for me to paint a picture every night? But I do, I can't fight. It feels so wrong to sing this song. Take me, somehow you'll hear me sing. Hum along, you'll hum.
Hero in the half-life, dryer sheets and pink shampoo, the smell of
the movie in my head.
That was Ludo and the song Hum Along. Next, The Nice Device. Their songs are pop gems that manage to be both moody and uplifting through a combination of magnetic vocals, chiming guitars, and sprightly rhythms. They can deliver hard-driving rock anthems and delicate ballads with seeming natural ease, sometimes within the same song. From their CD, Let the Nightlife Down, here's The Nice Device and Innocent. The Nice Device with Innocent. Our next band, Tally Hall, may come across on first listening as just a band that writes funny songs, but there's much more depth to their songs than that. Their songs have been featured in TV shows like The OC, and their videos have been on MTV and are popular on YouTube. I had a chance to speak with Rob Cantor and Andrew Horowitz of Tally Hall about the band and their songwriting. Now, how did Tally Hall get together?
We met in college. Andrew and I just ended up living together. And we both liked playing music, and so we started to mess around with some songs that I had written, and then soon thereafter started to incorporate a lot of other songs that Andrew had written, and then we added Joe as a member, and he was writing songs, and soon it became clear that what we wanted to do was all contribute to the writing and all contribute to ideas to the music, and it became the Tally Hall work dynamic.
How would you characterize your songwriting?
Well, actually, at the beginning, it was all sort of this dour, lovesick, singer-songwritery kind of stuff. And we've just been have been and continuing to and are continuing to grow as songwriters and as thinkers, I guess.
It's been a process of figuring out what we like to listen to and what we like to play and create. And I think even today, like, there's a certain demographic that feels that our music is silly, and but there's also a counter, I guess, audience that sees it all as more dark and more serious undertones. And we're kind of open to either interpretation.
I think lyrically and content-wise, much of the time we try to imbue some kind of multi-level kind of interpretive options, I guess, for the listener. Depending on the songwriter and the song and how the band treats it and whatever, it can come out in a number of different ways. But I think we find that a lot of times there are things that are sort of tucked away in the lyrics or tucked away in the meaning of the song that don't necessarily seem obvious on first listen.
That's what we find valuable, partly with videos, because we're able to basically give it a feeling through actual visuals. And I think that's how a lot of bands define themselves these days.
Now, how did you guys hook up with BMI?
Kind of through Andrew.
Yeah, I on a whim entered the John Lennon songwriting contest, and I wound up winning that, and that was through BMI, and I formed a relationship with Ralph Jackson, who's in the class of Armin, because I was writing contemporary music at the time. So yeah, that's kind of how we got into BMI, and I liked the company and for them to the band, and we all felt comfortable going that way.
The prize that Andrew won from BMI for Good Day was like the first validation that we got, and silly as it may be, that was kind of what inspired us to really start taking the band seriously. Up to that point, it was a complete side project and just a hobby that we kept ourselves busy with during college. But from then on, there was this sort of serious undertone to it that eventually led to us going into it full time.
We're going to be featuring the track Spring in a Storm from your album Marvin's Marvelous Mechanical Museum. What can you tell me about that song?
That was a song that Joe wrote, and actually from the first time that I met Joe, that song was kicking around his head, and it took a couple years for it to sort of meander out onto his keyboard and then into the band space, and then when we recorded it for Marvin's, that was the first time that we'd ever recorded it, and so it was a really fun experience in the studio to figure out, you know, exactly what we wanted it to sound like in its finished version. And yeah, the way that it turned out, we were all pretty happy with. I think it got across the emotion that we wanted to achieve.
Well, Rob and Andrew, thanks for taking the time to chat, and best of luck to Tally Hall.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thanks for having us, yeah.
And here's Spring and a Storm from Tally Hall.
One time I tried to sing about spring and a storm, but you know how it goes. Blah, 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 blah. All along. Won't you please stop complaining? I'm playing a song. All the rain comes down the same, falling to from where it came. Thank you.
sky is deep and dark and eternally high.
Many people think that's where you go when you die.
Do you?
Well, I think you return to obscure.
So much left to sing. There's a song for every spring. All you see and you and me became the star.
That was Tally Hall with Spring and a Storm. Crafting piano-based pop songs and ballads, Midwestern act Ivory isn't afraid to create music that rushes through rather than over their audience. Ivory's lush instrumentation and epic sound has earned them the attention of fans across the country and the industry. From their first self-produced, self-titled EP, here's the song Coast of Maine from Ivory. That was Coast of Maine from Ivory. And that wraps up the Midwest Music Edition of the BMI Podcast. Don't forget to help your favorite BMI artist from this podcast win a CD duplication package from Discmakers. Just log on to BMI.com/podcast and vote. It's easy. The artist with the most votes cast will win the package. And if you'd like to learn more about BMI and the songwriters you've heard here, you can always go to BMI online at BMI.com or MySpace.com/BMI. Talk to you next time.
Copyright 2007, Broadcast Music Incorporated. All rights reserved.